This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is promising it will help. It will continue to help evacuate Americans and vulnerable Afghans from Kabul up until the very end. In the words of one official, Major General Hank Taylor made the statement despite an overnight rocket attack claimed by the Islamic State's Afghanistan branch. Pentagon officials Monday said they had no intention of stopping what is being described as the largest airlift the U.S. military has ever conducted, even with the approach of the August 31st deadline for the military withdrawal from Afghanistan now being measured not by days, but by hours. The White House and Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people, including more than 5,000 Americans, have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan earlier in August. Officials said that included another 1,200 people or so flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights over the past 24 hours. Officials also said there was no disruption to the most recent flights, despite an overnight rocket attack on the airport. Defense officials said as many as 5 rockets were fired at the airport. 3 of the rockets missed the airfield entirely. A 4th landed with no effect to the mission or danger to personnel, according to an official. The 5th rocket was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport, and the Afghanistan branch of Islamic State claimed the attack in a statement posted on social media. The U.S. military is also investigating reports of civilian casualties after it conducted an airstrike Sunday that it said eliminated an imminent ISIS-K threat to Hamid Karzai International Airport. This is VOA News. 3 prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center have had their first day in court. They've been held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots in Southeast Asia. One Indonesian prisoner and 2 Malaysians began their arraignment Monday before a military commission. The charges include murder, conspiracy, and terrorism. It's merely the first step in what could be a long legal journey for a case that involves evidence tainted by CIA torture allegations. That's an issue that has caused other war crimes cases to languish at Guantanamo. Planned protests against South Sudan's government failed to materialize Monday amid a heavy deployment of security forces in the capital, Juba, and a nationwide disruption of internet service. A coalition of activist groups had called for public demonstrations to coincide with President Salva Kiir's address to lawmakers at the opening session of parliament on Monday. However, there were no major gatherings on the streets of Juba. Speaking to VOA, Wani Michael, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, said the protest fizzled because people were, in his words, scared off by the large police presence throughout the city. The activists accused Kiir's government of corruption and failing to protect the populace or provide basic services. Kiir's government has repeatedly denied allegations from rights and advocacy groups of abuses and corruption. China is taking dramatic steps to prevent teenagers from becoming addicted to video games. The government agency overseeing China's gaming industry said on Monday that teens under the age of 18 will be limited to playing games 3 hours per week. State media reported players will only be allowed to play from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. 1 hour of play will also be allowed on public holidays. China had already restricted the amount of time minors could play video games, allowing 1.5 hours per day and 3 hours on holidays. It's estimated that 62.5% of Chinese minors play video games. Fire officials in the U.S. western state of California ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin as crews deal with a 2-week-old wildfire. Officials said Sunday evening the fire was more aggressive than anticipated as it continues to edge toward the popular tourist area Lake Tahoe. Many people were ordered to leave. Others were faced with warnings. California's fire division chief said the Caldor fire has been growing by about 0.5 mile each day for the past few days. On Sunday, however, it expanded by 2.5 miles. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.